were there as is. And then I'd go in there and I'd ask them questions about where they were. I didn't need to do all that. Actually, it was probably, I probably wasted more time doing that in that particular sale than I should have. But that gives you a lot of information about that company. Then you find out where they should be. This is where they want to be. Then you find out, step number three, what are their barriers or what prevents them from having their should be? Yeah, oftentimes. So you say, what's preventing, if you knew, what's preventing you from, what's preventing your salespeople? Like, let's say as is, I find out what are your salespeople pulling in on a daily basis, on a monthly basis? And what are your top producers producing? And then they say, well, they're producing about three times more. Let's say the top producers are pulling in $10,000 a day. Most people are pulling in about $2,000 a day. I say, okay, good. So what should you be producing on a daily basis? Well, all of them, I think, can be up there producing what the top producers are producing. They could all be doing $10,000 a day. Okay. So what's preventing them from doing that, do you think? They're reluctant to make cold calls. They don't have the motivation. They don't have the intrinsic drive to get out there and make it happen. They don't feel that they have to take the steps that are necessary to get to where they want to be. They're kind of thinking they should be there already. So which is real common. All these things are real common. So then you're going to have, those are the things you're going to heal, by the way. You could almost look at this sales process as being an intervention. You know, when I look at interventions, when we get into the detailed personal history, we'll see that the detailed personal history is kind of like this. It goes much more in depth. But it's kind of like the same format. So they're gonna tell you all those things that are preventing them. Sometimes they'll know, sometimes they won't. In one-on-one work, the detailed personal history will take us deeper into this type of stuff, so we'll help them to make connections that perhaps they haven't made. The detailed personal history will actually even be valuable to you on a corporate level if you're doing corporate consulting and things like that. This is just kind of a basic overview of the types of questions that you'd ask. Detailed personal history will get more detailed. That's why we call it detailed. Yeah. Barriers are preventing. Now, what some questions that you could ask is, what's preventing you from having your outcome, or what's preventing you from having your should be, or if you knew, what's keeping you from producing those kind of results, or what's keeping your salespeople from really stepping up to the plate and making that happen? You know, what are some of your barriers? It's bound to be subjective. Well, sometimes it depends on what level you're playing. I mean, my assumption is that you're going to go into, I would go in as high up as you could on a sale every time you're making the sale. And it could be the person that you're selling to that it's not. And what I'll do sometimes, I used to do a lot when I would, because I'm not doing as much direct selling inside organizations anymore. I'm usually having people come to me from presentations. So now, in the old days, though, what I would go in is I'd circulate throughout the organization and say, okay, can I meet with the people above you, and can I meet with these people, and can I meet with this? I'd spiderweb within the organization to get as much information as I could, and oftentimes I would ask these questions to all of them. So then I'd make a composite based upon everybody that I've dealt with. But usually I'm selling to the person who's going to make the decision whenever I can. I wouldn't want to waste my time with somebody who wasn't the decision maker, so... ultimately, the decision maker is going to be the most important person. So I don't mind if it's a subjective thing from the decision maker's perspective, because they're the one who's going to pay my check. And I'll find as much information as I can in order to so that I know that I'm fully serving them as well, which means I may spider web around them and find out information. I could do that in the as is section as well. Now, once we find out what those barriers are, the fourth type of question that I'll ask are, you can call them jackpot payout type questions, jackpot questions, benefit questions. What we're finding in step number four, when we're asking these types of questions, or ultimate benefit questions you could ask, what we're asking in here is, what's the ultimate benefit of reaching your what you should be producing? So what's the ultimate? So questions number four are saying, what's the ultimate benefit of achieving your everything that you asked in question number two? Okay, what's the payout? So somebody says, for example, we find out from questions, from the as-is questions, the should-be questions, we find out that somebody is not, like the top producers are pulling in $10,000 a day. Bottom producers are pulling in $5,000 or $2,000 a day. Everybody should be pulling in $10,000. They can. What's producing them? Cold call reluctance. Not jumping on those phones. Not having the drive. Not having the motivation. Then the payout questions, the jackpot questions or payout questions are going to tell us, What, okay, let's suppose, just suppose the problem was solved. And you were able to get them up to the point where they were producing $10,000 a day each. What's the ultimate benefit or payout to you? What do you get from that? Like, if all of those people were producing $10,000 a day, what's that do for you? Okay, so, yeah, what's that do for you? Because what's that, that's going to give us a tremendous amount of information. So let's say the boss says that they should all be doing $10,000 a day, and you say, well, what's the ultimate benefit? So I'm just going to write ultimate benefit. What's the ultimate benefit to you? And the boss says, well, the ultimate benefit to me is that if they were all bringing in $10,000 a day, I would get a raise. Not only would I get a raise, I would probably be promoted, and I get extra vacation time every day, every year. Now, what I'll tend to do is once I find out what the ultimate benefit, and by the way, do I want them associated or dissociated to the ultimate benefit?
Associated.
I want them associated. So if they dissociate, they say, well, the company would do better. What am I going to ask? What's that do for you? If the company's doing better, what's that do for you personally? Because the person is going to make a decision ultimately based upon what it does for them anyway. They say, well, you know, I'd be able to take longer vacations because I'd have more vacation time. I'd get the promotion that I want, and I'd get a pay increase. Okay. Now, what I'd like to do is associate them into that even more or chunk up on it. So I'd say, well, when all that happens, what will you be doing? There's a good question that I'll ask oftentimes. Or you could chunk up and just say, what will that get for you or allow you to do? So they say, well, the company will be doing better. Okay, well, what's that going to do for you when the company's doing better? I'll get a raise. I'll get more vacation time. I'll get my promotion. Okay, when you get your promotion, when that happens and you're making more money and you have that, what will you be doing then? Or all of that for what purpose? What will that get for you or allow you to do? I'm going to chunk up on that. What will that get for you or allow you to do? Well, it'll allow me to go to the French Riviera. I've always wanted to go to the French Riviera. And I can spend my time on a sailboat with my wife. Now, that's going to be incredibly important information to me. Right? That's why it's important, because if we chunk up, we're finding out where they are, where they want to be, and when we help them to close the gap between where they are and where they want to be by helping them to solve their problems or their barriers, we're finding out what they're going to get as a result of that. Now, is them on a boat in the French Riviera with their wife, is that going to be the most compelling thing we could use to help them make that decision? It's going to be clearly a compelling thing that we can use to help them make that decision. Doesn't mean that we don't have to give them a solid answer and a solid response and good solutions to their problems. We do. But we can work with that. That gives us information about what's going to motivate them to truly make that decision. Because you've got to give them solid facts and a good solid response, but that you can also use the other information in terms of helping them to make that sale or helping them to make that decision. So these are the types of questions that I'll tend to ask. And my overall big picture strategy in the questioning section is, okay, how can I get an idea of the current situation of where they are? And by the way, this is so similar to a lot of things we do in NLP. It's similar to the Keys to Achievable Outcome and the Detailed Personal History, which we'll be going into tomorrow. I want to get an idea of where they are, where they want to be, what's preventing them from being where they want to be, and ultimately what they're going to get by being where they want to be. Make sense? Yeah. I know I'm throwing a lot of stuff at you. Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we full of sand? We got sand running in our ears. That's okay. Just take it, soak in what you can. Yeah, soak in what you can. And then we have audios that will be available and stuff too. So,
who would like in an organization?
I would go directly to the decision maker depending upon who that is. Like if I was going into an organization to pitch something, I rarely will speak to the HR people because they're usually not the decision makers. I want to go to a line manager or somebody who has the ability to decide that, hey, yes, this is something worth investing in. If I'm going and I'm cold calling on an organization or going to pitch my services, although I rarely do that now. Now I wait for it to come to me because I'm getting out there enough where people are sitting in trainings and stuff and it's like, okay, then it comes to me, which I think is a nice strategy as well. But in the beginning, when you start kicking stuff up, it's like, okay, I'm going to start making some calls and I'm going to go in there and do it. I think that's part of the drive that gets you to where you want to be, to where people are coming for you and get you the referral business and stuff, at which point you don't necessarily have to go pitching your stuff all the time. In any case, you're still going to have to sell it at some point. Somebody's